white shoes. It's Jesus in the everyday, me and you. The good news in shoes.
This is the Jesus Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
Good news in shoes.
Are you winning or losing in the game of life? Do you even know where to find the rules of the game? There are things you do that make life work and things that cause it to come apart. Tune in for Born to Win with Ronald L. Dart right here on WCNO 89.9 FM every Sunday morning at 7. And we'll talk about whether you were born to lose or born to win. And visit us online at borntowin.net.
Navigating the real estate market in Florida today can get a little crazy. Ozzy Carbonell of Century 21 All Professional is here to help. Today on the Treasure Coast and in the Palm Beaches, the housing market is back in full force and there are a number of financing and home buyer programs. Understanding and incorporating the right program can be essential when purchasing real estate. It also can be very time consuming and painstaking. In short, the complexities of purchasing a home in today's market can be like riding on a crazy train. Home buying doesn't have to be crazy. Ozzy Carbonell of Century 21 All Professional is offering a free seminar on how to prepare to buy a home, what programs are available to you, and how you can qualify. You can sign up for this free seminar by contacting Ozzy Carbonell at 561-201-5499. The number again is 561-201-5499. También hablamos en español.
The Revealing Truth Radio broadcast thanks Ed Meyer, Century 21, All Professional, for their underwriting support.
Hi, this is Ed Myers, Realtor with Century 21, All Professional, and member of the National Association of Realtors. Whether you are buying, selling, or renting a home, understanding the market can be essential. I'm a Century 21 top producer, recipient of the Century 21 Presidential Award, Century 21 Centurion Award, and Quality Service Pinnacle Award. I proudly served the United States Marine Corps, and now I'm specializing in serving the Port St. Lucie, Stuart, Fort Pierce, West Palm Beach, and surrounding areas of the Treasure Coast. Real estate is the key to building long-term wealth, whether you're looking to buy, sell, or rent a home, a first-time home buyer, or an investor. Letting an experienced professional with a proven track record can make all the difference. I would love the opportunity to help you. You can reach me by phone or text at 772-342-0047.
Good morning. I'm Pastor Bob Tarvis, your host for the Revealing Truth Radio broadcast. I want to invite you to listen in today as Pastor Jason Baumgartner takes us on a journey through God's Word that will reveal truths for our lives. John 8:32 says, "And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free." Grab a pen and take some notes, and let the Holy Spirit reveal the Father's heart to you.
There's two forces that are at work in our world. It's the force of darkness and the force of light. And in reality, darkness is just the absence of light. You can't measure the speed of darkness, but you can measure the speed of light. Because light is energy. Darkness is a delusion because it is the absence of light. That'll tell you everything you need to know about the devil right there. It's void. It's dark. Where there is no light, there will always be darkness. How many of you recognize that in your house, darkness and light compete for your family? Darkness and light are always competing for your family. In your marriage, darkness and light compete for your marriage. You can let the light shine in your marriage, or you can do nothing and darkness will take over. You turn your light out, I guarantee you, darkness will take over in your marriage. You say, Pastor, tell me spiritually, what is darkness? Well, I'm glad you asked. Anything that is not submitted to the Lordship of Jesus Christ is darkness. Let me take it a step further. Anything that is not submitted to the Lordship of Jesus Christ and anything that does not obey His Word is darkness. So every time you start singing the song, "I'll do it my way," you just set sail for darkness. And darkness will manifest in your life. You will bear the fruit of it. Is this okay? Are y'all okay? I don't care who it is. Even if it preaches from a pulpit. Come on, help me, amen. Even if it's from the longest upstanding Christian you ever met in your life, anything that is not submitted to the Lordship of Jesus Christ or obedient to His Word is darkness. You know why? That's where Satan is, because God gave him permission to traffic in darkness. That's where he dwells. Jude verse 6 says, the angels that had been fallen had been chained to darkness until the day of judgment. They have been limited to the arena of their activity. And the arena of their activity is darkness. So that means that when you're living in your life in the arena of darkness, that's what's going to take place in your life, that kind of activity. And the only way to get that out of your life is to let the light of Jesus Christ shine on it. I see we entertain too much darkness in our life sometimes, and then we pay a heavy price for it, and then we want to sing the song, I don't know what's going on, I've been going to church, I've been tired, I just don't understand why everything's falling apart in my life. It's because you're living in the activity of darkness. Turn the light on. Stop doing it. Become a I can, not a I can't. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 10 says, we wrestle against the rulers in dark places. So they're not out here in the light. They're in the dark places. You ain't going to find a ruler of darkness in a happy marriage. Come on, somebody. Amen. He rules in the darkness. Jesus rules in the light. Is this all right? Am I doing all right? Colossians chapter 1, verse 13 says this. When you were born again, you were transferred from the domain of darkness into the kingdom of His dear Son. In other words, there's a place where darkness has dominion. There is a place where the devil rules. It's in darkness. And that's any area that's not submitted to the Lordship of Jesus Christ, and any area of your life where you're not obeying His Word. Darkness will reign. Listen, don't miss this. Listen to this. That's why when we allow darkness in our life, an area of our life, we give permission for Satan to torment us from that place. Every time we live in an arena of our life where he has dominion, we give him authority to torment us. That's why we got a lot of Christians in the church today that are being tormented. Because they got dark areas in their life where the light ain't shining. Sometimes because they just want to stay there, and other times because they're ignorant of the fact that they're in the darkness. But either way, they're in the darkness. When I let darkness come into my thinking, I give Satan permission to torment me in that area of my life, in that area of my thinking. When I let darkness come into my relationships, when I carry an offense against somebody, or when I hold a grudge, I let darkness come in to torment me. How many know when somebody does you wrong and you hold a grudge against them, how many know you're the one that lays in the bed all night being tormented about it? They done forgot about it because half the time they don't even know they offended you. But you can't sleep at night. You're being tormented because it's playing over in your head over and over and over and over and over and over. You're in the arena of the devil's activity of darkness. I say let the light of his word shine on that situation and go ahead and get some peace and some rest and go on, go to bed. Come on, amen. Listen, there comes a time in your life where you got to be willing to shut down the bases that the enemy has access to your life. You got to quit playing with darkness. And you got to quit giving in to what you know is wrong and what you know is evil because you like the thrill of the darkness. The thrill is going to kill you if you don't stop. Darkness will have its way if you don't stop. What happens is you don't realize you set up camp for the enemy, and when he has a camp place in your mind, then he has a place to torment you from it. Anytime he wants access to you, he has access to it because you haven't allowed the light to come into that area of your life. And he'll take you out. But I got news for you. Light always wins. There's only one way to win. That's with the light. There's only one way to overcome. That's with the light. Amen? Listen to me, preachers, teachers, bankers, attorneys, janitors, it makes no difference. People fail in private and fall in private long before they ever fall or fail in public. Somewhere there's a darkness that's been taken over in somebody's mind before they ever fail in public. Some people are just better at covering it up than others. Amen? When you see somebody like President Clinton who became a public failure with his personal life, You know for sure that he had been entertaining darkness in his life a long time before it ever manifested. Come on, amen. You know why I know that? Because God is very long-suffering with us.
And now we're going to take a break from the message. We will be rejoining Pastor Jason in just a moment. But first, I want to take this opportunity to tell you about Truth Church. Truth Church is located in the heart of St. Lucie County at 3891 Edwards Road in Fort Pierce. Our Sunday worship service starts at 10 a.m. Truth Church is a non-denominational Pentecostal church. There's a ministry for the whole family at Truth Church. Whether it's our monthly senior meetings, children's church, or youth group, there's something for everyone. We've been experiencing a powerful move of God in our services, and we would love for you to come and visit with us. If you're new to the area or you're looking for a home church, we invite you to come and join us. First, you will be our guest, and then you will be our family. Truth Church, a place for the whole family.
I'm praising under open skies, everything breathing, praising God. Will not come for me.
He constantly is calling us to get out of darkness. He's constantly saying, hey, come out from that place. Come out from that place. I got a better place for you. Long before we ever get to a place where we almost can't come back from it. But I'm going to tell you something right now. Even the grace of God is more powerful than where you think you can't come back from. He's not the God of the first chance or the second chance. He's the God of all the chances. As long as you're taking air out of the atmosphere and pumping it down in your lungs to keep you alive, then you get another chance. Because he's great in mercy and awesome in his grace. Jesus said this. He said, if your eye be single, then your body's full of light. So what do you mean, Pastor? Your eye be single. In other words, if you are focused in your life, if you're not distracted in your life, and you say, Jesus, you are the Lord of my life, it's all about you. Does that mean you're perfect? No. Does that mean you ain't going to make mistakes? No. Does it mean you won't ever stumble? No. But it means this. When I recognize that darkness has come into me, I immediately turn on the light. I put the light of his word right on it. And it changes me right there. I cut the light on. So I'm going to touch somebody and say, just cut the light on. Just cut the light on. So you can't just say, Jesus, come into my house, but stay in the living room. Please don't come in my bedroom. Just sit right there. I'll put on CNN News. Jesus, you just deal with all the troubles of the world. I'll be out in a minute. Yeah, you didn't know you were going to hear that today, did you? Just don't come down the hall to the bedroom. I'll be out in a little while, Lord. No, that's not what we do. We say, Jesus, shine your light. Shine your light. Because the light always wins, ladies and gentlemen. The light always wins. Lord, I don't know how to make it. Well, let me light your path. Let me be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your path. God, where do you want me to go in this situation? Go where the light is shining. Go towards the light. See, we make the gospel so hard, don't we? The big, bright light. God, what do you want me to do? Well, it's dark all around here, but there's a light there, but I really just don't know which way to go. Go to the light. Why? Because the light becomes the lamp for your feet, light to your pathway. He shines on the places we are to go. Listen, for those of you that are looking to get married, you're thinking about getting married, you better not marry that Friday night image. Come on, amen. You better ask God to put some light on your situation. You better hear me, amen. Come on, because you will end up marrying reality, and reality ain't what you think it is right now. I'm going to tell you right now, you never meet reality before you get married. You never meet reality before you get married. I give you a personal guarantee of that. You will meet reality after you get married. I'm helping about five people right now. I feel the anointing all over it. If somebody comes to me and they say, we want to get married. Pastor, we want to get married. We just been so in love. We think alike. We're in love. We just made for each other. We finish each other's sentences. I like the way she looks, and she likes the way I look. We just had so much fun. We don't never fight. And it just, don't do it. Don't marry. You're dead in the water. It ain't going to work. Don't spend the money. Trust me on that. You're dead in the water. I guarantee you, in 2 weeks, you will discover, if you get married, that you do not think alike. It'll take about 2 weeks, and you'll figure it out. Well, we really don't think alike. This ain't what I thought it was ever going to be. I ain't lying to you. I know this from personal experience, because Kim tells everybody in her life that I tricked her into marrying me. You are not the man that I dated. You know why we're still together, though? Because God gave her a word that I was the assignment for her life. Come on now. Y'all ain't even trying to praise the Lord no more. That's the only reason you should ever get married, is because God has given you a word that that person is the assignment for your life. Because if you know their assignment for your life, it don't matter what you walk through together. It don't matter how much you argue, how much you fight, how hard it is, what they do, what she said or what he said, or how you act. You've got something that you know goes beyond anything you feel, anything you've hurt, anything you've gotten offended about. You got a word from God that that person is supposed to be in your life, and that's why you got married to them. And if God put it together, then there ain't no reason for it to ever come apart. I'm telling you, man. Light of the world. Jesus, a.k.a. the light of the world. We make it sound so simple in church, don't we? We do. But it does not make it not the truth. It is the truth. It's the truth. Not only did he say, I'm the light of the world, but he did say this. He said, I am the way, and I am the truth, and I'm the life. Not only does he illuminate the path of our life, but he has given us everything we need to find the way in him. He's given us revelation and truth. John 8:32 says, for you shall know the truth, and that truth will make you free. In other words, you shall come into a relationship with the I Am, who is truth. And in that relationship and in that revelation, he will make you free. Can I just tell you, you can't be free if you believe a lie. You got to know the truth. You got to know him. He said, I am the good shepherd. I'm the bread from heaven. I'm the resurrection and the life. I am the true vine. All through the book of John, he lays out who he really is in a very descriptive way of who I am is. I just want to ask you today, will you engage him? Will you engage the light? Will you be the light? Will you be Jesus? Come on, let's just stand to our feet this morning. I just want to close this service out today, not making it about what we're doing as a church, but I want to close it out on him. The great I am. And because of the I am, I can know who I am. I can really know who I am. Because he lights up my way. Every head bowed and every eye closed this morning, if you would please. Heavenly Father, I thank you for truth. You are the light of the world. You're the hope for a generation. You're the peace that passes all understanding. You're the rock in the wilderness. You're the resurrection and the light. You're the truth. You are love. You are the living word. You are our healer, our designer, our creator. You are our king, our father. Jesus, there's nobody, no one, no place, no thing that could ever remove you from who you are. Today, Lord, we give you our lives. Help us to be a light to this world. Say, Pastor, my life, there are parts in my life that are just in darkness. Seems like no matter what I do, I can't come out from the dark. I love you, Lord. I love you, everything you stand for. I love knowing that I'm a child of God, but I have cycles of dysfunction that I seem to not be able to turn the light on. I keep falling back into my own way of doing things. I keep falling back into my own way of thinking. And I'm cycling in and out of darkness in this situation. Listen, that might be you this morning. It might be you dealing with your kids. It might be you dealing with finances. It might be you dealing with your private life. It might be you dealing with a relationship. It could be anything where darkness is manifesting. And the Lord is saying to you today, today I want to put some light on it. I want to shine my light on it. Will you embrace the light? Will you submit to the Lordship of Jesus Christ? Will you obey my word? My word that brings life to you. That's the question this morning. If that's you, raise your hand all over this room. I want to pray with you. Come on, raise them up high. Say, Lord, that's me. I don't want no darkness in my life. I want the light of your love. Hands up all over the room. I can't even count them. There's so many. Come on, give him glory. Father, right now, everybody with their hands up in Jesus' name. Father, whatever they're struggling with, Lord, whether it's emotional, God, whether it's physical, Lord, wherever there's dysfunction, God, wherever there's behavioral issues, Lord, where we've believed a mistruth, Lord, where we allow strongholds to come in, Father, we come to you right now and we break the lie of the enemy and we cast out this darkness in the mighty name of Jesus. And Lord, we declare today that it's your light that shines in us, and we shall be the light of the world. We will be the light of the world that you've called us to. Everywhere we go, we proclaim the light of your love. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we declare it. If that's you this morning and you agree with that prayer, just say it right now. I declare it in Jesus' name. Come on, give the Lord a big round of applause. He's mighty. He's mighty.
Thank you for joining us today for the Revealing Truth with Pastor Jason Baumgartner. We hope you will tune in again each day, Monday through Friday at 11:30 a.m. right here on WCNO 89.9 FM. To obtain your copy of this week's message, please send your check for $5 for shipping and handling to 3891 Edwards Road, Fort Pierce, Florida 34981, and ask for your free copy of The Love of the Father. Pay by phone or simply make a love gift, you can call 772-461-8555. That number again is 772-461-8555. For more exciting information on our church, service times, and directions, you can check us out on the web at igniteyourworld.com. This has been The Revealing Truth with Pastor Jason Baumgartner, and I'm your host, Bob Tarvis. See you next time on The Revealing Truth.
Navigating the real estate market in Florida today can get a little crazy. Ozzie Carbonell of Century 21 All Professional is here to help. Today on the Treasure Coast and in the Palm Beaches, the housing market is back in full force and there are a number of financing and home buyer programs. Understanding and incorporating the right program can be essential when purchasing real estate. It also can be very time consuming and painstaking. In short, the complexities of purchasing a home in today's market can be like riding on a crazy train. Home buying doesn't have to be crazy. Ozzie Carbonell of Century 21 All Professional is offering a free seminar on how to prepare to buy a home, what programs are available to you, and how you can qualify. You can sign up for this free seminar by contacting Ozzie Carbonell at 561-201-5499. The number again is 561-201-5499. También hablamos en español.
Training us up in the way we should go. Consider a school where children learn to love, where learning is inspired, reading is an adventure, where pupils have time for creativity, math, and logic, where respect is modeled like please and thank you, where truth is taught along with history and literature, where innovation and leadership are fostered as college and careers are planned. That's the future of a Golden Rule Academy pupil. Learn more at goldenruleacademy.net.
Ignite Your World Ministries, Truth Church, and all its affiliate ministries thanks Destiny Network and Bishop Tony Miller. Destiny Network International exists to serve pastors, local churches, and ministry leaders that make up Destiny Network International. For more information on joining the Destiny Network, go to www.destinynetwork.org.
When it's all been said and done, there is just one thing that matters. Did I do my best to live for truth? Did I live my life for you? And when it's all been said and all my treasures will mean nothing. Only what I've done for love's reward will stand the test of time.